In 1787, the Constitutional Convention was held under the leadership of Benjamin Franklin, James Madison, and others. Signed and ratified by the majority of states in 1789, the Constitution established the new democratic American government. Some historians claim that the Constitution drew inspiration from the highly developed democratic confederacy of the Iroquois Indians who lived nearby. George Washington became the first president of the United States of America from 1789 to 1797. Washington is a great national hero, known for his honesty, integrity, and leadership, although he himself, along with Thomas Jefferson, were slave owners. Throughout the 19th century, the U.S. expanded its territory westward. In 1803, the vast Louisiana Territory was bought from the French, doubling the size of the nation. In 1819, in a treaty with Spain, Florida was added to the U.S. In the late 1840s, through a war with Mexico, the U.S. gained Texas, California, New Mexico, Nevada, and Arizona. Economic and political differences grew between the northern and southern states. In the South, the economy was based on agriculture and slavery. In contrast, the northern states were more industrial and slavery was illegal. These differences created great tensions between the two halves of the country. In 1860 and 1861, 11 southern states seceded from the Union and attempted to form their own government. This caused the beginning of the Civil War, under the presidency of Abraham Lincoln, lasting from 1861 to 1865. The North was victorious in the war and slavery was abolished. Although blacks were declared free by the 13th and 14th Amendments of the Constitution, they remained completely segregated in U.S. society until the Civil Rights Movement. This movement was formed in the 1960s and was led by Martin Luther King Jr. The legacy of slavery and the continued unequal treatment of African Americans remains an open sore in American society. Throughout the 20th century, the U.S. grew as a world power. Victorious in the two world wars, the U.S. became known for its military strength. After World War II, international relations were dominated by two power blocs, headed by the U.S. and the Communist Soviet Union. In this Cold War, the two superpowers did not fight each other, but instead tried to limit each other's influence around the world. Both countries kept large stocks of nuclear weapons as a constant military threat to the other. The Cold War ended when the Americans and Soviets signed arms control treaties in the late 1980s, and the Soviet Union broke up in 1991. Today, as the strongest world power, the U.S. sees itself as an international peacekeeper. Throughout the 1990s, the U.S. led military action in Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. These attacks spawned mixed reactions at home and abroad. Many Americans support their government's international military actions, while others protest in Washington and other major cities. Abroad, Americans have many allies and supporters, but anti-American criticism and movements are also common. The economy. The U.S. has one of the strongest economies in the world. The American dollar is used for trade in countries across the globe. The U.S. is a leading country in agriculture, in the chemical, car and machinery industry, and in minerals and raw materials. Currently, the fastest growing industries in the U.S. are aeronautics, space technology, and computers. Although strong in industry, 2/3 of Americans work in the service sector, providing services mainly in tourism, banking, and transportation. Agriculture plays a large role in the U.S. economy. The quality of soil in North America is excellent. The U.S. produces the majority of the world's corn, soybeans, tomatoes, apples, oranges, and tobacco. Although the U.S. produces 20% of the world's food, less than 2% of the population works in agriculture. The US is rich in minerals. It has one of the world's largest resources of coal, concentrated in the Appalachian Mountains and by Lake Michigan. The US also has strong oil and natural gas mining operations in Texas, Oklahoma, and the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska. The country is nearly self-sufficient in minerals, producing 24% of the world's supply of natural gas, 18.5% of coal, and 14% of oil. The US's main trading partners are Canada and Japan. Government and politics. The US is a federation consisting of 50 states. In the American democratic system, rights and powers are divided between the individual states and federal government. The federal government has three branches. It is the executive, the president and the executive office, the legislative, both houses of Congress, and the judiciary, the Supreme Court and all other federal courts. These three branches are designed to check and balance the others, so no one branch wields too much power in the federal government. The president is elected for a 4-year term and may only be elected twice. The president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. The president also appoints all ambassadors, ministers, and consuls. The executive office consists of the president's personal staff and the employees of all 14 cabinet departments. These are the Departments of State, Treasury, Defense, Justice, Interior, Agriculture, Commerce, Labor, Health, and Human Services. There are also Departments of Education, Transportation, Housing and Urban Development, Energy, and Veteran Affairs. Congress consists of two houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives. They are both responsible for the drafting and passing of laws, handling matters of national finance. They are also responsible for the defense of the nation, regulating commerce, and admitting new states to the Union. Each state has its own government and makes its own laws. These concern mostly taxes, education, speed limits, environmental protection, unemployment benefits, gambling, drinking, and divorce. Federal laws apply to all states and citizens. The federal government controls national taxes and the armed forces. Two parties dominate American politics, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. U.S. citizens must be 18 years old to vote. Washington, D.C. is the national capital of the U.S. and the seat of the federal government. Congress meets in the Capitol, in the center of the city. The president works and lives nearby in the White House. On the 11th of September 2001, the U.S. was unexpectedly attacked by a group of suicidal terrorists. Four airliners were hijacked at the same time, with the intention to hit symbols of U.S. world domination. Two of them hit the New York WTC towers. Both towers collapsed a few minutes later. The third hijacked plane hit the Pentagon building in Washington. The fourth plane crashed in Pennsylvania, on its way to the White House building. As a response, the US, NATO, and the rest of the civilized world declared war on international terrorism. 1 month later, the US and British armies attacked Afghanistan as the country which supports and shelters the terrorists. All these tragic events defined international terrorism as one of the most significant threats mankind will have to face in the 21st century.